Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And good Saturday morning to you as we welcome you to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in South Alabama. I am your host. Glad to have these two guys with us as always, Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach, how you doing, pal? Good to see you again. Long drive last night.
Bright and bushy-tailed, Randy.
Yes, you are. And here's a guy that's got bells on his toes, Coach Mark Laster. How you doing, brother?
Bells on my toes.
Bells on your toes.
That way people know I'm coming.
That's exactly right.
He's on the way.
That's exactly right. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I am good. Just some beautiful weather about to move into the Gulf Coast, and it's going to be really enjoyable. Looking forward to
it. A lot of sloppy games last night along the Gulf Coast, wasn't it?
Yes, there was.
How about your ball game last night?
It was rainy.
It was rainy and ugly. Ugly. You know those ugly games you sat through before, but, you know, the best thing about an ugly game is winning it. You know, if you get in an ugly game and then get beat too, that really is tough. So it was – it was an ugly game, but I tell you what, I got to give Coach Walter, you know, credit at Orange Beach. He had his team prepared. They do a great job with their 3-3 stack defense, and man, it was quite a ball game. And kudos to those kids for playing their guts out.
You know, one of the things whenever you play in ugly weather like that, the biggest thing, obviously, you want to win, but you want to kind of come out of there with no injuries as well. Yeah. How did that work?
It worked out good, okay. I think, for both teams. I'm not sure. I know they had one boy that got kind of banged up, but he just limped off the field, and I don't know if he came back. But our team is just – it's one of those, a physical ball game. You know, it was a bang, bang, bang all night long, just hitting – I mean, it was just a defensive struggle. So there's a lot of sore kids today.
Yeah, I know. Coach, you had a good ball game last night in Birmingham.
Yeah, we did. Huey Town and Mountain Brook. Mountain Brook kicks a field. Mountain Brook kicked a field goal with, less than a minute to go. And won 23-21. Great to see Chris Yeager again. Greg Patterson over at Huey Town. It's just great to see those fellas. And not much of a crowd for Mountain Brook, but Huey Town had their stands full.
Did they?
It was in rain, too. We were all in rain, but luckily we were in the press box, Randy. We didn't have to set up like you used to have to set up.
Oh, my goodness. That was fun, though. We did our little deal right in the stands and had our studio right in the stands, and a lot of fun until the weather came in.
What's Huey Town? Are they the Gophers?
They are the Golden Gophers.
The Golden Gophers.
I see them.
I thought that's what they were.
And they've got a beautiful new school. I don't know if you remember the old Huey Town.
I do.
Well, you go in there, and it was dark. I'm talking about dark. And they had that dark football, an old football, and they were just like Jess Lanier.
Yeah,
and they'd run some type of option offense, and you never could find the football. You'd look up, and you'd be looking over on the right side, and it's going down the left sideline. So
that Huey Town's a proud neighborhood.
Yeah, it sure is.
When I was younger, my brother, we lived in Pleasant Grove.
Yeah,
so you'd go through Huey Town all the time, going out to Pleasant Grove and coming back into town into Birmingham. But proud folks there in Huey Town. Good for them.
And that, you know, they've had two really great quarterbacks there. Of course, Jameis Winston played there. And then they had another one a couple of years ago named Earl Woods, who went to Jacksonville State and ended up transferring into portal to Kennesaw State. And he's doing a wonderful job there. But they've had some tremendous athletes come out of Huey Town.
Well, there ain't no question about that. Coach, we have got a big lineup today. I'm going to tell you, let me go ahead and throw this at you. We got Juan Johnson, the head football coach for the Hornets of Baker. They're 3-0 on the season. They had a win last night over Davidson 21-0.
Yeah. Juan Johnson's done a great job coming in from Hewitt Trustful. He's an interesting character, to tell you the truth. He's one of Jamie Riggs' former players. He coached at – he was Jamie's last offensive coordinator at T.R. Miller, and he went to Birmingham to try to get into a higher echelon of football, according to him, and he's done a great job. He comes in, beats Theodore the first game of the week, and just has got that team rolling and has done a great job. We look forward to talking to him.
We'll do that at the bottom of the hour, and then at 8:45, our leadership segment, you've got that, and something that's been weighing on you.
Yeah.
Going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We've lost our game. and we have. And it's something that I just got to get off my chest and then move forward, because it's where we are and it's what we got to live with. And this next generation of coaches and players is going to be a different world. I can promise you that.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Top of the second hour, we'll be talking with Enterprise head football coach, a guy we all know, Ben Blackman. They had a nice win last night over Dothan, 28-21, the final now.
Yeah, they beat a really good team. Jed Kennedy's team is really good, and they run some kind of funky offense. I mean, it's almost like the single wing is what it is. And Ben and those guys played in a downpour and won 28-21. And Ben's, he's one of us, it just seems like. He's a local guy. Not local, he's a Phoenix. I mean, he's a Montgomery guy, played for Spence McCracken, coached for Spence, and look forward to talking to Ben.
Yeah, and then at 9:15, we'll talk with Fairhope Pirates head football coach Tim Carter. They started out with a loss, but now they've won two in a row. They get a nice win last night, 17-7 over Alma Bryant, you know, a place you know well.
Yes, both schools. I've had the good fortune to coach at both of those places, and both proud programs. So Alma Bryant's just still trying to, you know, Bart's doing his best over there. He's got kids out, and I think they're on the right track. They just haven't been able to get over the hump yet. But Coach Tim Carter's got a good little – got a little football team that's fighting and getting better, you know, and I'm just – and just two great – to me, two really fine men that do a good job with their programs. So good job, Tim Carter. Look forward to hearing Tim.
Yeah, and then we'll talk with McGill Tulane's head football coach, David Faulkner, presented by Will Too. I'll tell you, they slipped by Theodore last night, 18-16. Steve Mask right now starting out a little slow over there at Theodore, but he's played some pretty tough ball games.
I asked David last night when I talked to him, I said, are you coaching kickers now? He said, yeah.
Yes.
That's the way to introduce
absolutely
me.
Absolutely.
I'm coaching kickers now. I know we'll talk about my football camp when we talk tomorrow. So my kicking camp. So.
Well, yeah. That's the way we'll have to bring him in then.
Well, I need to give everybody kind of an idea why. I think their kicker had six field goals.
Yeah. That's the way they're scoring.
Yeah. And David, you know, David, bless his heart, he was like, yes. He gets so mad at kickers, and then he's so happy.
I know.
It's so funny.
Yep.
Well, and then we'll round out the show with, of course, our Camp Grace segment.
Yeah, we're going to have an enjoyable time today just talking about some things that are on my heart, and I'm looking forward to it. And my beautiful bride sitting here next to me, so she's going to make sure I get everything done eloquently. So.
There's no doubt that there's three beasts and one beauty.
That
here.
Is the truth.
That's the
okay,
truth.
And I got to tell you, we need to have her in here more often. I can tell you, because it does brighten up this room. There's no doubt.
Amen.
She's over here cutting mean looks at us. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my goodness. And we're going to get into the scores here in this next segment. We only got about 30 seconds left here. But, Coach, in your ball game last night, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, O-line people, we watched the offensive line. And the entire first half of the game, both Hueytown and Mountain Brook's offensive lines dominated the two defensive fronts. They went up and down the field, up and down the field, and then they'd make some silly mistake that coaches just dread. I mean, they'd make a call that, you know, don't know why I made that call, and they lose 7 or 8 yards, go back in, and the progression just stopped. So they just kicked each other in the foot offensively, and came out in the second half, wanted to clean things up. Played almost flawlessly. Both teams did in the second half, offensively and defensively. First down after first down after first down, punt. First down, punt. And it was just an exciting game. Two well-coached teams, a beautiful scenery there, up in the high point in Hueytown. That's a brand-new high school. And, boy, it is a beautiful, beautiful track that they've got there. And, you know, you're playing in the rain. You don't want to take a lot of chances trying to throw the ball. But if Hueytown could have thrown the deep ball, they had some opportunities deep that they just couldn't. It was wet, and they just couldn't connect on them. But two really good high school football teams.
Yeah, and go ahead, Mark. You're about to say something.
You know, I just think, you know, you get two teams like that, and then you get weather that comes in all over the state last night. If you will look – there was not a whole lot of high scoring ball games. A lot of defense last night because the game just gets kind of sloppy and slick, and the ball gets wet, and you have to be a little extra careful. So if you enjoy good defensive football, then last night was the night for you because there was a lot of defense play.
There you go. All right, let's take our first time out. When we come back, we're going to get you caught up from scores all around the state right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
And welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Let's quickly get into some scores for you from week two. We're going to get into Class 7A, Auburn 28, Opelika 24, Austin 31, Sparkman 30, Baker 21, Davidson 0, Carver Montgomery 46, Jag 0, Central Phoenix City 69, Smith Stations 15, Enterprise defeats Dothan 28-21, Fairhope 17, Alma Bryant 7, Florence 51, Albertville 0, Foley 31, Robertsdale 21, Hewitt Trustful 18, Vestavia Hills 14, Hoover 35, Hillcrest Tuscaloosa 6, Huntsville Old Grissom 30-27, James Clemens 34, Bob Jones 31, Mary Montgomery 21, Daphne 7, Prattville 35, Oak Mountain 28, and Thompson 47, Tuscaloosa County 7.
6A, Athens 24, Coleman 14, Benjamin Russell 55, Calera 28, Bessemer City 57, Brookwood 6, Blunt 12, Murphy 6, Central Tuscaloosa 54, Paul Bryant 13, Chelsea 36, Pelham 33, Clay Chalkville 45, Pell City 0, Gadsden City 40, Buckhorn 7, Helena 48, Chilton County 13, Homewood 49, Mortimer Jordan 21, Jasper 55, Decatur 7, May Jemison 33, Hazel Green 16, McAdory 34, Northridge 7, McGill-Tulin Catholic 18, Theodore 16, Minor 48, Woodlawn 27, Mountain Brook 23, Hueytown 21, Muscle Shoals 63, Columbia 6, Oxford 45, Shades Valley 21, Parker 35, Gardendale 7, Percy Julian 22, Stanhope Elmore 20, Pike Road 40, Rehoboth 19, Saraland 31, Gulf Shores 7, Pinson Valley 34, Huffman 0, Russell County 21, Wetumpka 17, Southside 31, Lee Huntsville 7, Spanish Fort 35, Baldwin County 6.
Class 5A, Andalusia 24, Headland 6, Arab 42, Sardis 7, Ardmore 28, Priceville 6, Beauregard 57, Marbury 7, Carver Birmingham 26, John Carroll Catholic 7, Center Point 50, Lincoln 0, Central Clay County 48, Valley 0, Charles Henderson 18, Greenville 14, Citronelle 40, Faith Academy 8, Corner 21, Winona 6, Douglas 41, Hayden 6, Gunnersville 52, Brewer 22, Hopeville 35, Sylacauga 13, Leeds 42, Springville 14, Montgomery Catholic at Eufaula was rescheduled for today at 1 p.m. Moody 35, Jacksonville 0, Northside 48, Montevallo 14, Ramsey 23, Briarwood Christian 14, Scottsboro 42, Boaz 35, Shelby County 15, Sipsey Valley 7, Biker 60, LaFleur 0, and Williamson 49, Alberta 0.
And in 4A, Alexandria 35, White Plains 7, American Christian 25, West Blockton 21, Anniston over Asheville 68-8, Asheville 14, Dale County 6, Bayside Academy 7, Orange Beach 5, Bibb County 52, Tyrant 7, Brooks 38, Hatton 16, BT Washington 32, Talladega 12, Central Florence 56, Wilson 7, Cherokee County 47, Oneonta 6, Dasher over Danville 35-0, Dora 38, Fayette County 36, Elmore County over Carroll 31-7, Good Hope 7, Fultondale 6, Hell County 28, Wilcox Central 0, Haleyville 43, Curry 7, Hamilton 40, Cordova 13, Hadley 35, Claiborne County 14, Hoax Bluff 49, Etowah 24, Madison Academy 55, DAR 0, Mobile Christian over Satsuma 40-6, North Jackson 21, Madison County 14, Oak Grove 37, Holt 17. St. Michael's over W.S. Neal, 46-28. Op 30, New Brockton 27. Pike County 21, Geneva 15. Randolph over Plainville 35-14. St. James 7, Bullock County 6. Strawn 14, Delville 0. Tallahassee over Munford 35-14. Westminster Christian 40. St. John Paul II 10. West Morgan 29 and West Limestone 7.
In 3A, Alabama Christian 56, Northside Methodist 7, Beulah 28, Dadeville 14, Carbon Hill at Oakman rescheduled for today at 7 p.m., Colbert Heights 14, Clements 8, XL 28, Flomaton 22, Fife 42, Collinsville 10, Geraldine 64, Ashbury 0, Glenwood 37, B.B. Comer 14, Gordo 54, Hansville 3, Greensboro 22, Dallas County 15, Hillcrest Evergreen 31, Cottage Hill Christian 8, J.B. Pennington 35, Glencoe 14, Lauderdale County 49, Elkmont 8, Lee Scott 42, Childersburg 14, Locust Fork 38, Appalachian 28, Mars Hill Bible 45, Colbert County 21, Montgomery Academy 12, Houston Academy 10, Phil Campbell, 44, Vinemont, 42, Piedmont, 46, Ohatchee, 20, Rogers, 30, Sheffield, 0, Sylvania, 48, Holly Pond, 6, Thomasville, 34, Southside Selma, 0, Thorsby, 50, Sumter Central, 8, Trinity Presbyterian, 49, Prattville Christian, 0, T.R. Miller, 50, Monroe County, 0, Weaver, 30, Walter Welburn, 8, Westbrook Christian, 27, Sachs, 7, Whitesburg Christian 48, Brindley Mountain 6, Wicksburg 28, Slocum 0, Winfield 42, and Midfield 12.
In Class 2A, Ayrton 48, Houston County 28, Clark County 38, Central Haynesville 0, Coosa Christian 42, Southeastern 7, Cottonwood 58, Providence Christian 6, Decatur Heritage 42, Lexington 18, Falkville 42, West End 0, Geneva County 38, Abbeville 22, Goshen 44, Zion Chapel 21, Greene County 24, Lamar County 20, G.W. Long, Kevin Raley 34, Sampson 0, Highland Home 54, Barber County 0, J.U. Blackshire 52, Chickasaw 18, Lynette 13, Lochapoka 0, Pike Liberal Arts 40, Calhoun 0, Pisgah 55, Section 14, Pleasant Valley 12, Donahoe 2, Ranburn 19, Lafayette 14, Real Town 61, Horseshoe Bend 0, Sand Rock 16, North Sand Mountain 0, Sullivan 24, Isabella 14, Susan Moore 34, Cold Springs 20, Tuscaloosa Academy 51, Aliceville 6, Washington County 20, St. Luke's Episcopal 0, and Winston County 50, Tanner 0.
And in 1A, Addison 51, Shoals Christian 0, Otagaville 37, Notasoga 14, Barry over Marion County 61-18, Otago Academy 38, Billingsley 0, Brantley 39, Pleasant Home 0, Cherokee over Waterloo 36-14, Choctaw County gets the win over Francis Marion 14-6, Georgiana 40 at Florella, they had 8 points, Hackleberry 34, Meek 8, Holy Spirit Catholic 34, R.C. Hatch 8, Hubbardville 41, South Lamar 14, Kinston 38, Red Level 0, Leroy over McIntosh 40-12, Linden 40, Pickens Academy 0, Lynn 34, Brilliant 20, Maplesville 55, Elwood Christian 0, Marengo over Fruitdale 32-12. In 4 overtimes, McKenzie gets the win over Elba 80-78. Are we playing basketball here? What's going
89.
On here?
That's not
Pickens
good.
Pickens County 50.
In the world,
Sumpton Christian 14, Southern Choctaw 36, JF Shield 0, Spring Garden 47, Ragland 21, University Charter 16, Red Bay 14, Valley Hill 28, Galesville 14, Verbena 22, Keith 6, Vena 28, Phillips 6, Sweetwater over Millery 6-0, Victory Christian 28, Woodland 12, Wadley 61, Fayetteville 14, Winterboro 42, Central Coosa 0, and Woodville over Idler 26-0. Coach, give me that $50. We got it in.
Man alive. I'm telling you right now, boys, you cooking with grease, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what? We still got some left. We still got, what, Thursday? Are those
they
included?
They should have been in there. Yeah, they were.
They're in there?
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
man.
And one, there's one over here that they postponed until September 27th.
Yeah.
And that's interesting to me. I know why they rescheduled Montgomery Catholic at Eufaula for today. They had some situations in Eufaula that needed to be corrected, so they rescheduled till today. But all of the folks that listened up in Carbon Hill, you folks, we don't want you to be misled by PSR. Go over and tell the folks down the road at Oakman that you're going to play on September 27th. September 27th, those two schools are going to play. So all the folks in Carbon Hill and Oakman, y'all get to rest today. Get ready for a game on September 27th.
Coach, let me yep. also a correction here. Corner defeats Winona 21-20, not 21-6.
Okay.
So that's what they sent us here. So, all right, there you go. All right, let's take another timeout. We're going to take a deep breath here and get set for Juan Johnson, the head football coach for the Hornets of Baker. He's up next. A big win, 21-0 over Davidson. We'll talk about that game with him right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen along with the superstars of the show, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter. And we do have a beauty in the house as well, Mark,
yes.
If you don't mind me mentioning that.
I don't mind
Your
that.
Your lovely yeah. bride, Michelle, is here with us today.
She is. She's keeping us all in line.
she is doing
she's
that
heard
for
how
sure.
Y'all been picking on me, so.
Okay. All right. That's what it is. All right. Very good. Hey, I'll tell you, somebody's got some people in line. That's Coach Juan Johnson's Baker. The Baker Hornets defeat Davidson last night 21-0. Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us. Congratulations on the win last night. I know the weather was absolutely perfect for a football game, wasn't it?
I wouldn't say perfect, but you got to find a way to win through adversity. I'm so proud of my kids and how they played and how they handle the game. Hats off to their kids also. They did a really good job. I mean, it came down to who made the least amount of mistakes and went in our favor.
Juan Johnson. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Juan Johnson. I got a biography of him the other night on High School Sports Today. And good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Juan is a disciple of our good buddy Jamie Riggs. He played for Jamie at Bruton. He was his last offensive coordinator. You can take that any way you want to take it. Maybe he forced Jamie into retirement. He was so good, he felt like he's probably going to take his job. But I told Juan, welcome to South Alabama, and he said, Coach, I'm a native of South Alabama. So he didn't come down here blind. He knows all about South Alabama football, and you know they're playing Theodore the first game of the year, and we're saying, well, Theodore's loaded, got a new coach at Baker, it should be, you know, it may be a tough night for Baker. What happens? 33-23, the Baker Hornets win. Well, Juan, welcome to South Alabama, welcome home, let's put it that way. How about that?
I appreciate that.
Well, I know you are. We're proud of you for riding that bus back. Most of these head coaches around here, they have a driver that drives them. Terry Curtis has had a driver, I think, for 30 years that drives him to the game and then home. He doesn't have to ride that bus. But Juan was right in the middle of all the celebration last night, and I'm proud of you for that, Juan.
Thank you. Thank you. I got a bus driver. She's my wife, though. But she's been riding with me for a while, so we're finding ways to get it done. She's been very supportive of me and my dreams to become a head coach, so it's been really good along with her and my girls. There at Baker, we're just going to face adversity and take it how it comes this year.
Well, obviously, you're 3-0, and tell us a little bit about last night's game with Davidson, another shutout. That's back-to-back shutouts over Alma Bryant and Davidson, and that's two region games, so congratulations on that. And tell us a little bit about last night's game.
Last night's game, obviously, it's raining sideways majority of the game. Both teams can barely get snaps. But when I got to tip my hat to my defensive coordinator, Nate Scott, like you said, back-to-back shutouts. Our defensive guys, we started about 8 seniors over there. Juwan Springs, Donovan Hudson, Zach Williams, Tremere Lett. We had a new kid that had to kind of step in. We had a recent injury there late in the week in Xavier Kidd. He started his first ball game last night in a game in which he stepped up and made a lot of tremendous plays, impact plays. But defensively, we're buying into our mindset of swarm. We're getting to the football and getting many hats there and just finding ways to win. They scored in every single game that we played our defense at.
Wow. But Coach, I'm so tickled to death for you guys and what y'all been able to do so far this year. And you got a lot of things coming up. You got Jackson coming next week, coming to town. Tell us a little bit about the preparation after the game last night and what you guys will do between now and next Friday and how y'all get ready.
Actually, we're on a short week. We're going to play Thursday night. We're going to play Thursday night for homecoming against Jackson. A lot of our prep work for opponents actually starts the Tuesday and Wednesday before with trading film and those type things. We get the base prep work done. We're going to come in tomorrow evening on Sunday, get a short practice in, and do our normal Tuesday practice on Monday. Try to get them off their legs on Tuesday and Wednesday and go play homecoming and come out with a win. I told them the most important thing on homecoming is for the football team to win. So that's what we hope we can get done.
You know, Coach, if I remember correctly, you were coaching at T.R. Miller while I was at Bayside. And, man, we had some ball games.
Oh, there was some good ball games.
Some real ball games. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they were. And it was a lot of fun. You talk about two staffs that really enjoyed one another and respected one another. And Juan's one of those guys. Boy, he just did a great job with his team. And, Coach, then you went up to Hewitt Trustful, is that right, after that? Or did you go? Where'd you go before you went to Trustful?
I went to Trustful. I've only had four stops in my career. I started out in Hop. Actually, my old high school offensive line coach, Jack Wiggum, that was the O-line coach at T.R. Miller for about 15 years.
Yeah.
He gave me my first job out of college. And then I actually got the opportunity to go to Stanhope Elmore, which was a unique situation. Jeff Torrance, our D-line coach at T.R. Miller, was really good friends with Jeff Foshi. He had played on the 92 Alabama National Championship team. So I got that opportunity there, and then I went home for 5 years there with Coach Riggs, and then I got the opportunity to go to Hewitt.
That's awesome. You know, my first stop was at Hewitt Trustful Junior High School in 82. I'm not sure you were born yet.
You're old.
I was not born yet.
I didn't think so.
That hurts, doesn't it, Mark?
That hurts. Now, I just want folks to get to know this guy because I'm telling you, he is a whale of a coach. Coming to Baker, I saw him there, and I knew a little bit of his history, and I'm just tickled to death. Tell us a little bit about your coaching staff there you've got at Baker, Coach, and the guys that do a lot of the work for you.
I'm going to start defensively again. Those guys have done tremendous for this whole year, really, just in preparation. And Eric Scott, our defense coordinator, he's done a tremendous job for us. We have Coach Pipkins, who coaches our outside linebackers, Coach Wiley, coaches our inside linebackers, Coach Morgan, coaching our defensive back, along with Coach Norwood, who's up in there with safety. Those guys have found ways to put together game plans that have been really difficult. Probably one of the best things in which we have that probably people are not talking about a lot is our special teams. We have a kicker in Blaine Munson who's highly rated. We're making teams try to drive 80 yards, whether we punt and kick it deep, those type of situations. Coach Zach Ford is our special teams coordinator. He is a Baker alum, played running back at Baker. Me and him actually the same age, so we talk about the same people that played in Mobile during our time from time to time. Austin Barber's our co-offense coordinator. He's from here in Mobile. I brought with me Tucker Brown. Tucker is actually from Trustville, played at Auburn, went to go GA for Gus Malzahn there at UCF, but he worked with us there at Trustville for a year, and that's kind of how I got to know him a little bit. And then once he came back into high school ball, I brought him down here with me as also the co-OC. He kind of helps us keep our tempo going, obviously. Last night wasn't quite tempo, but that's kind of our case. We have Victor McClendon that coaches wide receivers, and we have Michael Logan that also coaches wide receivers for us. He's, I think it's a St. Paul alum. So we've got a tremendous staff of guys, group of guys that impact kids more than anything else. But they also can do a little X's and O's, which is helping us win games right now.
We're visiting with Baker Hornets head football coach Juan Johnson. Coach, we got you for about another 2 minutes here. We talk about the football team, talk about the coaching staff. Let's talk a little bit about the administration and outside of or everything that it takes to put on that those folks on the football field and the community that you have there. Because I know even in the bad weather last night, you had the stands full.
We did. I mean, it all starts at the top for us and John Peru. He's done a tremendous job in helping to build Baker since he's been there. Our athletic director, Daniel Curtis, when they kind of brought me in, they talked about the community and wanting to bring people together. We've done some things there in West Mobile. We've done color runs. We've done community pep rallies to kind of rally the troops. And last night, you kind of saw that. People kind of stuck around in the rain, ponchos, umbrellas, whatever the case may be, and they kind of got behind us. Our kids play off energy. I'm going to encourage everybody to come out Thursday night. We need the energy. We need the vibe. Jackson, we got a really good football team. But I think our kids should be up for the challenge.
You know, Juan, one of the things that I think is so important is who we learn from and who showed us the way to run a program. And I don't think there's anybody in this room, and I know around the state of Alabama, that you could have learned from than Jamie Riggs. And Jack Wiggum, too, now. That's two two excellent, excellent coaches. But besides being excellent coaches, they're first-class men and gentlemen. And so that's a great foundation you have there.
It is. It is. I mean, you got to think about Coach Riggs. I've been the head coach of Terrell since I was in kindergarten. I knew who I was going to play for. I enjoyed my time playing for Coach. Obviously, when you win a state championship, that's always going to help. But just in the preparation there and just how he went about his daily business, how he went about encouraging kids to get involved. I oftentimes say in playing Davidson last night, in 2010, when I was at Stanhope Elmore, he called me the day after we lost, and he literally said, "You did a hell of a job coaching. You ready to come home?" So he kind of he followed my career, and he's been tremendous for me. I still talk to him from time to time. I'm sure he'll shoot me a text after this. He usually shoots me a text during the week that says, talks about adversity or talks about handling turnovers and just finding ways to win games.
Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us. It's always fun to talk with you. Congratulations on a 3-0 start. You got a big game on Thursday, and we encourage folks to get out there, get to Baker High School as the Hornets will take on Jackson. And, boy, that'll be a dogfight. I don't think there's any question about that. But we're going to have you back on the show. Congratulations again, and look forward to talking with you real soon.
Thank y'all for having me on. Swarm and go Hornets.
Take care, buddy.
Swarm it, go Hornets. I love it. Juan Johnson right there. You're right, Coach. He's doing a heck of a job there at Baker.
Well, he's got a great foundation. He worked for some pretty good people there. And the guy that he's with from Hewitt Trustful's.
It's a little different than T.R. Miller's offense.
Yeah.
And Jack's a little bit different. Yeah. But what he's putting, I think he's meshed them all together to make quite an offense.
I got to wish Brett Boutwell's best buddy a happy birthday. That would be one Jeff Kelly. Happy birthday, Jeff Kelly.
There you go.
Old Brett Boutwell a hug.
Hey, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk to another coach who's doing a heck of a job, Enterprise Wildcats head football coach Ben Blackman. He's up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Okay, all right. Coach, you threw a flag on me, and it was I was holding.
You
Mark,
were.
Mark, I was holding.
But then afterwards, you did not get called for unsportsmanlike conduct.
No,
we're proud of that.
I admitted to it.
We're
I was
very
holding.
Proud of that.
I did mess that up.
Yes.
Ben Blackman is not going to be on with us in this segment. He will be on with us in the next segment. I know. It's rare, but it does happen, okay? It does happen.
And
but
I don't know how many years we've been broadcasting together, but I don't ever remember you making a mistake.
It's been a long time, Coach. I just don't make those kind of mistakes.
Me too.
Yeah, you never do. You never do. Oh my goodness. But it is our leadership segment, and Coach, I know you got something that's really a little more serious. We're kind of cutting up a little bit, but it's serious. It's on your heart, and you want to talk about it.
Yeah, and I appreciate the guys at 68 Ventures and for being a part of our show and a significant part of our show, and we get lots of compliments on this, and we appreciate that. But you know, guys, we all love the game of football. We all played it, and it was a passion for us as kids growing up. We watched our heroes on Friday night, and on Saturday we went out and played the game the way we knew how to play it. And we thought we were future stars and NFL, going to be NFL veterans one day, but that doesn't happen. But in today's world, guys and ladies, we've lost our game. We have absolutely lost our game. We've lost the game of high school football as we know it. You know, it's no longer the kids we grow up with and play Little League Baseball with in our community that we go to church with on Sunday, and on Saturday we're on the sandlots playing together. We've got people that have invested time as coaches that have done a tremendous job of developing young players and helping them reach the goals that they want to attain. And then once they develop them, we've got people that live within our communities that do everything they can to go get these children and place them in schools where they think they will be better off and be seen more. And we have coaches in our midst who aren't developing players anymore. It's what one of my coaching friends in Birmingham called player acquisition. We have head coaches now who are in the player acquisition business. And coaches who develop players and then lose them to those coaches that are in player acquisition. I'm talking about high school. I'm talking about high school coaches. You know, 25 years ago when we started this show, the show was about a positive venue where we build players and coaches and officials up and not be a part of tearing them down. Well, today we're going to go against that. We're going to break that rule. We're going to break that saying to say that we've lost our game. You know, we have children that grew up over 200 miles away from the high school that they're attending now. And while their families are supposed to make a bona fide move, it doesn't seem like that those rules are being enforced anymore. And I don't know why that is, Mark. I don't know if it's because we have administrators who just don't want to get into the controversy of turning another school in, or that they think the job of athletics is for the athletic director and the coaches, which it is, and they report to the principals. So we've lost our game. And when you see kids that may have grown up in one community in one county, and they're on that team that year, and then the next year they're 15 miles away or 40 miles away or 60 miles away in the same county, and they're playing football for another team, and they don't make a bona fide move. You know, as a matter of fact, sometimes they're still living in the community that they went to when they went to school last year, and they're driving to their new school. And there's not anything being done about it as should be. So what do we do? Where do we go with high school sports today? Are we going to end up like Florida? Randy Bergen is very well aware of what happens in Florida, because you can live in one location and play football. You can go to another location and play basketball. You can move to another location in the same year and play baseball. Is that where we're going? That's what Florida does. Go over to Pensacola and talk to the coaches about what's happening over there. They play in three different schools, three different sports in the same school year. And it's not what it was meant to be. High school football and basketball and baseball and track and golf and swimming and tennis and all of those sports that we grew up on, we played with the kids that we grew up with. They were the kids that we went out and broke our arm playing baseball on a dirt field. And those are the same kids that we went to Sunday school with and learned about Jesus. And those are the same kids that spent the night in our house and ate breakfast with us. And then we went our separate ways until practice started, and we practiced and played together. It doesn't happen that way anymore, because we have adults that want to be the agents for players and go out and move them wherever they want to move them. It's not good. It's not good. And we've known this for several years, and we've just not talked about it. But, Mark, it makes me sick at my stomach to see where we are in high school sports today, and in particularly where we are in high school football today. Good for you coaches that are developing players. You keep developing those players. Hopefully, somewhere down the road, we will have administrators and we will have directorship that will be strong enough and courageous enough to enforce the rules that we have here in the state of Alabama. That's my heartfelt feelings about what the state of high school sports is today.
It's pretty deep, pretty accurate.
Yep.
Right on. And I don't see it changing. All right, let's take up. Well, that first hour went by fast. Now, may I say, coming up in our next segment.
Yes.
You may. Coach Ben Blackman will be with us. There is no flag on the play here.
Okay? We waved the flag off.
Thank you. Enterprise Wildcats.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in South Alabama. I am Randy Bergen, joined by Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster. Guys, the first hour went by fast. I expect nothing different in this second hour, Mark.
Nothing different. But, well, I don't think we're going to have to throw any flags on you.
Well, yeah, I did have a flag thrown in that first hour.
We waved it off, and we're
all
good now.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Coach?
Boy, I'm excited about having this guy on, Randy.
There's no doubt about it. We're going to go straight to our Pops Midtown communication line and welcome in the head coach for the Wildcats of Enterprise, a guy that we all know around here very well, Ben Blackman, on the line with us. Coach, congratulations on a close game last night, 28-21 over Dothan High. You had to make the travel over. How was your weather over there? Because it was certainly nasty over here.
Well, it rained the entire contest. You know, it wasn't a really hard downpour, but it just a constant steady rain, you know. And, you know, so that affected the balls a little bit. But it was a great atmosphere. And, you know, anytime you can go down Highway 84 and get a win, for your community, that's big.
All you got to do, Ben, is you just need to talk to our buddy Terry Curtis and ask him how hard it is to win in Rip Hughes Stadium. You go into Rip Hughes Stadium and you beat Dothan. Your kids, they stood the test of time. They go into that stadium where it is really tough to win, and you defeated a really good Jed Kennedy football team that runs a single-wing offense, I call it. And the first question I have for you is, how in the world did y'all hold them to 21 points?
Well, we really held them to 14. We got a block punt for a touchdown. So I'll be honest with you, Coach Stoniker and our defensive staff did an excellent job all week of preparing you know, and you got to be disciplined with your eyes. They attack you in the middle and on both edges with counters and reverses, and so you can't get out of position. And our kids did a good job. I mean, they stopped them twice on fourth down and short and in the midfield and once down inside the 10-yard line. So, you know, hats off to our defense. They played excellent.
Well, you know, Coach, you got one kid on that defense that's near and dear to my heart, Walker Turner. And I understand that young man is playing some tremendous football.
Yeah, I think Walker Turner in about three games, he's got about 45 tackles. I mean, he's everywhere on the ball. I'm telling you, he's playing lights out for himself. Just really proud of him and the work he's put in. He is a grinder.
He is that. Then I think that kind of sums up a little bit what I think about Enter. When I think about Enterprise and the way they play football, it's kind of that mentality. You know, grinding kind of folks, that just hard-working people. It's a community that loves hard work. Tell us a little bit about your community, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, just blue-collar community, you know, pack your lunch pail, go to work, get the job done, you know, take care of your responsibilities. That's the type of kids we're getting to coach, and it's pretty exciting to see when those kids put in that work every day at work, during the week, and then on Friday nights they go out and they play with a lot of energy and passion for this community and their family and friends. And it's really, really, I mean, man, it's what high school football should be,
Yes.
To an extent.
We're visiting with Coach Ben Blackman, the head football coach for the Wildcats of Enterprise, a win last night over Dothan High School, 28-21. Coach, talk a little bit about your coaching staff there. I mean, you look at this defense right now. You only gave up 7 in the first game against Andalusia. Against Pike Road, you only gave up 6. And you got, obviously, a pretty good staff there.
Man, I'll tell you what, this is one of the best staffs I've ever been around. These are really, really great professionals. They love the game of football. They love kids, and they're pretty smart, you know. And so I just try to get out of their way and let them do their jobs. I mean, that's what I do, you know. And, you know, Coach Doniker on defense, and Chuck Dunn is our linebacker coach, who coached at UAB with Bill Clark, and South Alabama with Joey. And then I got Dane Brown, who's my special teams coordinator, who came from Troy University with Chip Lindsey. I got Coach Doniker's son coaching my secondary. And then Grandison Wagstaff, a former Wildcat, coaching corners. And Montel Lee is a young up-and-coming coach who coaches my interior D-line, and they're playing really well right now. That's my defensive staff. And you flip over on offense, and I got John Turner with me, who's been with me multiple years, one of my best friends in this profession, and we work really well together. He's my offensive line coach. He's been all over the block in the college ranks and high school, been down in UMS with Coach Curtis, who's got a lot of experience, knows how to win. I got Coach John Cooper, who's a former head coach in the state of Alabama, actually played for Jimmy Perry at Lee High School about 4 or 5 years after I did. And a really good coach. We hired Ross Robinson, who spent time at Samford and UAB on Coach Sullivan's staff, and then my running back coach is Coach Bobby Flemings, and I coach the quarterback. So that's our varsity staff.
Tell you what, there's some guys you know on that staff, Mark.
Yeah, they are some good folks, and they just do a great job. And Ben hit the nail on the head. It's a staff that works together, and they really like one another. You know, it's a big thing. You know, you get a lot of alpha males in a room in an office together, and, you know, they all have an opinion.
Right.
You know, and it's great when you've got guys who have an opinion, can share that opinion, may disagree about the opinion, but then when the head coach says, this is what we're going to do, everybody's together. And I think that's Ben's staff.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. We're visiting with Ben Blackman, head football coach for the Enterprise Wildcats. Coach, you go into region play last night. You want to know. Now it looks like the next 5 or 6 games you got are going to be all region. You're taking on Auburn, who is also undefeated on Friday night. You'll be at home. Talk a little bit about that game and how you're preparing for it.
Man, it's exciting. Every week in this region is like the SEC. I mean, it is so exciting to play. And you know, you got to strap it up. You got to get yourself back prepared. You got a day off today and tomorrow, and you got to go back to work and figure out how to play a great Keith Edwards team. Keith does such a good job. One of my good buddies in this profession, and he is an outstanding football coach. He always has his teams prepared. They always play hard. And, you know, last year it came down to a field goal at the end. So it'll be a great, exciting atmosphere Friday night.
You know, I love to hear the joy in Ben's voice. And then I look at the next 3 weeks. And I love to hear the joy in Keith Etheridge's voice. And we don't get a chance to talk to Patrick Nix because he doesn't talk to us radio guys. And then he's got Bobby Carr, who is the new kid on the block. Ben, did you make this schedule out?
I drew it out of a hat, and I guess I shouldn't go with Coach Curtis to Biloxi anymore, you know?
There you go. That's exactly right. Buddy.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, it's a tough schedule right there. Like I said, you got Auburn, you got Central Phoenix City, you got an open date, and then you got Carver, Montgomery, Opelika. I mean, that's a handful right there.
Well, yeah, the other teams and the three of y'all, those three coaches have Enterprise too. So I mean,
that's right.
You're just looking at something.
Hey, Ben, I just want to tell you, we've only got about 30 seconds to go in this segment. This PSR wants to let you know, pal, that we appreciate so much the coach that you are and the man that you are and what you do for all those kids at wherever you coach. And right now it's at Enterprise. And just love having you on our show, and we appreciate you being with us this morning.
Amen.
Well, thank y'all for having me. I really appreciate the job y'all do. And, Rick, I want you to know the first call I got this morning at 7:30 was Bill Bacon, and he told me to tell you hello. I told him I was going to be on.
That's awesome.
I love that. Ben, thank you for developing players and playing with your players. And that's what I love about the Ben Blackmans in the world. I do. And I appreciate you, pal. We appreciate
all right.
you. God bless you,
pal. Thank you guys for having me on. All right, God bless you.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk to you
soon.
Good
luck, pal. There you go. He's a good one. Ben Blackman.
Yeah, he is.
He
sure is. Coach for Enterprise. And, Coach, you're right. I mean, Auburn's got to play Enterprise. It's not Enterprise got to play Auburn.
They're not looking for
it. That's right. They are.
That's like an SEC lineup right here.
All right, before you do it, we made a change in the schedule.
Okay.
It's going to be Dennis Hayford. And we're going to split time with Hayford and Tim because – we promised Dennis that we would have him on this week because of Monday night.
The Monday night. That's exactly
and
right.
Last time, he kicked us out. He didn't show up for one of our calls. So we can't do the same thing.
So we're going to have a double call.
We'll
have Dennis Hafer with the FCA and Tim Carter, the head football coach for Fairhope Pirates. That happens.
Yep.
Don't miss it. It happens right here on the Thompson Tractor Press Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen, Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleveland, Miss Michelle in the house with us as well. And time to go to our Pops Midtown Communication Line and welcome in Southern Alabama FCA Multi-Area Director, our very good friend, Dennis Hayford. Dennis, you are on the clock. I'm just going to tell you that right up front, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what that means, but
it's like the NFL draft.
It means last night at 10:30, I left you out. That's what happened.
Oh, I see. So.
That's my fault.
We've got Coach Tim Carter right behind you here too. So we'll get to him, but we want to make time for you because Monday night's going to be a very special night. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, first I just want to congratulate Coach Cleveland retiring. 72 years in the school system is amazing, and I'm just awed that you went that long, Coach.
Well, I don't know if you're worse with years or you're worse with that whistle in your mouth. So you keep talking now.
Here we go.
Anyway.
He keeps saying it was dog years.
Yeah, right, because I'm on the clock. Hey, Monday night is going to be special. It's our FCA annual fundraiser banquet, Daphne Civic Center, 6:30 p.m. We've got our guest is Coach Joe Kennedy. He's going to tell his story about getting fired for praying at the 50-yard line and then
a number of years later getting exonerated by the U.S. Supreme Court. So wow. We're super excited to have him. And we have great sponsors. And if anybody wants a ticket, they can go to our website, southalabamafca.org. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it, and I know it's filling up pretty quick, so you do have just a little bit of availability left?
Yeah, we sold out, then we had a table cancellation, so I've got one sponsorship available. But then, you know, if some of our coaches that are listening, if they wanted to go, I'd love for them to come as my guest. So we can find a spot. I know Coach Cleveland bought a table, and he's got a couple spots at his table and a few others. So they could text me at 251-510-7024. So if you're a coach out there listening and you are available Monday night, I'd love to have you as my guest.
Well, that is certainly awesome. I know I'm looking forward to it, Coach.
Yeah,
you are, Mark.
Are.
I know
absolutely.
You and Michelle are as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coach Joe Kennedy, the speaker. Listen, go online right now to SouthAlabamaFCA.org. Get that ticket right now. There's only one left. Okay,
yeah.
Go and get that table right now and join us on Monday night for what will be a fantastic day.
Let me tell you, this guy does. I mean, he hits it out of the park in everything that Dennis Hayford does. I mean, and we're so thankful just to be able to have him on and to be a part of what he is. Our whole PSR is behind anything FCA does because we know it changes lives.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I'll tell you, Coach, I've got a lot of favorite people in my life. This guy right here, he's number one.
Yeah, he's
number one.
He's right at the top.
He's at the top, ain't no doubt.
Man,
Dennis, your time.
Guys.
Dennis, as always, we thank you. Your time is up, so we'll see you Monday.
I'm out. All right, guys.
I'm
thanks.
Out.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Dennis. And he likes hamburgers right. And french fries. I love that.
Oh, my goodness. Dennis, you're a mess. All right, that's Dennis Hayford right there with the FCA. We're looking forward to being over there Monday night. Now, let's go back and talk to our good friend, the Pirates head football coach, Tim Carter. Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us. And, man, what a nice win on Friday night, 17-7 the final in that.
Thank you, guys. It wasn't pretty, but that is probably the worst rain I've played in 36 years. So it was a monsoon last night, and so we survived it. But I just want to ask Lassiter who hit the home run to win that game.
I did. You'd have been real proud of me. It was the bottom of the ninth.
Seven to five.
Yes, it was. I mean, it was one of those three downs and punt. Just, I mean, it was an old-fashioned defensive ball game, and that's just the way it went. You know, it's just one of those nights with nothing. And that's kind of the way our game went last night. But you know, those ugly games, Tim. You know, and I both know. We all know that you play ugly and win. It sure is sweet.
It is. We gave up two first downs last night defensively. And, of course, you know, the weather was a big part of that. But, you know, kicking game. And thank goodness we played on a turf field. I can't imagine what some of these places, you know, were playing on grass and how muddy it became. And it was just very difficult conditions. But you're right, Mark. I mean, you battle and you see a lot of a lot of intestinal fortitude that has to come forth in a night like that. So I was proud of the win. And Bart is really – he's made a lot of improvements in Alma Bryant. Their facility is phenomenal. And, you know, he's one of the best coaches I've ever had to go against, especially defensively. You know, he kind of cut his teeth, you know, and Prattville in some different places and when they were really good with Bill Clark and even Jamie. I mean – they're doing things right, but I know it's a hard battle, but their facilities are phenomenal now. That's good to see.
It is.
You know, we're talking to Tim Carter, the head football coach at Fairhope High School. And, Tim, one of our favorite people in the whole world is Jack Robertson, who was the head basketball coach at
44 years at Faulkner State.
Yeah. And his grandson, Jackson, is your quarterback. Tell us a little bit about Jackson.
Well, Jackson is definitely a coach's kid. You know, he's very savvy, and You know, he makes a lot of good decisions, and that's kind of why he's won the job. You know, he was not naturally a quarterback in the ninth grade. Our safety was actually the quarterback, and, you know, Blake chose not to play as a 10th grader. And so we were all kind of looking around, scratching our head. And we had this little skinny receiver over there who was real gamey and new athletics. We're like, well, maybe he can take a snap. Me and old Joel Williams, and Joel invested into Jackson, and Jackson just got a little bit better and a little bit better. And, of course, last year he became the starter about halfway through the season, and he's really improved this year. We've actually thrown the ball really well. Last night's not indicative of right. What any passing game can do, because it's just so bad. And, you know, but he has really improved, and he's got all the leadership skills, and I'm just really proud of how he's developed.
Yeah, and Coach, by the way, Robbie Robertson is his dad. Who is now the coach at, took Jack's place over at now Coastal Alabama.
Right.
You know, and one of the things, when you see Fairhope now, they're not a small offensive line. They got a bunch of juniors, but, boy, they're a good-looking offensive line. Talk a little bit about that offensive line, Coach.
Yeah, you know, I think we've got a good future there. Last night we did not start a senior. Our senior, Brady Nelson, had broke his hand and could not play last night. I think he'll be able to wrap it up and go next week. But so we were all juniors and sophomores, and so the future is really bright. I think next year we're going to be a much more, you know, with one more year of maturity and in the weight room, I think we're going to be a formidable group up there. But they're just growing up, other than our senior Brady, and of course, we got a little junior undersized guard, Caden MacArthur, who's full of fight. Outside of them, we didn't have a start in the group. And so we knew we were raw coming in. And in the Spanish Fort game, we actually moved the football. We played horrific on defense that night, and they had a lot to do with that. But, you know, they've gotten a little bit better and a little bit better, and we're going to have to keep getting better. Our schedule just gets a little tougher and a little tougher. They've had a chance to kind of get a few games under their belt. Of course, last night was an example of when you've got to kind of bow your neck a little bit and do something to get a first down, because everybody's basically playing goal line defense in those conditions. Right. I mean, you got 11 in the box, and it's just very difficult to move the football. But I'm really proud of our team, and we're getting better, and I think we do have a bright future for some of our young.
Well, Coach, our time is cut a little short here, but we want to have you back on. Good luck against Davison on Friday night, and thank you for taking time to be with us. Congratulations on a 2-1 record right now.
Thank you guys on a very good show. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. David Faulkner with McGill Toolin. He's up next, presented by Will Too.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Boy, I sure would like for that to run, but, Coach, we have got to get right into this, because we've got a lot to do here in a short time as we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Coach, we got a Coach David Faulkner coming up in just a few moments, presented by Will Too. But before we get him on the line with us, we got some great sponsors. One that we got to talk about for sure.
Yeah, Premier Collision is located at 1177 Sledge Drive right there in Mobile, Alabama. I also have a second location over at 101 Schillinger Drive North. You can contact them at 251-478-4500. You'll get Kim or Chris or Tyler, and, boy, they will make you feel like you're going to get a brand-new car. Mark, as we've heard that story so many times, and
on his 2009 Sonata.
And it looks brand new.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, it's amazing. And so, but if you have any kind of problem,
leave me alone,
any kind of collision, anything like that, these two guys are battling back and forth here. Please give our friends at Premier Collision a call. They will treat you just like family, and you'll be so happy you did when your car or truck is returned to you. That's Premier Collision, 1177 Sledge Drive, Mobile, or 101 Schillinger North, right there in Mobile, 251 478-4500.
There you go. All right, let's go back to our Pops Midtown communication line and welcome in the head football coach for the Yellow Jackets of McGill-Tulane, Coach David Faulkner, presented by Will 2. Coach, congratulations on a win last night against Theodore. I know the weather was tough and a pretty doggone close game. Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a hard-fought, close game, and we feel fortunate to come out with a win and just excited to go 2-0 in the region.
You know, one of the things that I don't guess has been announced, but David has named himself as the head kicking coach. And as a matter of fact, I think they're going to start a new kicking school over there like they have in Prattville.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I think it's going to – And I know David's looking forward to that. Seriously, David, 6 field goals, and you're the offensive coordinator, I guess. Great job scoring 18 points because that's what you needed to win the game. And tell us about that kicker. That's something in that weather that you played in.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, our team did a phenomenal job just battling and fighting and getting ourselves in position to win the game. And Jack O'Neill really came through for us with 6 opportunities to score down there. We just couldn't seem to find a way to punch it in the end zone, but Jack found points for us every time down. And like you said, we could have won it with 17, but we took 18 and feel very fortunate to get out of there with a win.
You know, it was a big win for your football team. And a lot of times when you get in games like last night where it's a lot of rain and just it's wet and – the guys who really come up to show is your offensive line. Tell us how those guys did last night.
I thought they played well. You know, Theodore is extremely big and physical up front, not just in the DL, but also in the linebacker position. And they present a challenge for anybody just to take and run the football. And we struggled at times running the football, but we found enough yards here or there to give ourselves an opportunity to win the game. And I thought from an offensive line standpoint, you know, when the weather gets like that and throwing it becomes less and less an option, there's more and more guys that get down there in that box. And a lot of times they can get more in there than you got people to block them. But I thought our guys and our running backs did a great job of just finding some creases here and there and finding enough yards to get us in scoring position, you know, 6 times so Jack can knock those field goals through.
You know, one of the things I think that is huge in a game like that is turnovers. Talk to us a little bit about ball possession, turnovers on both sides, offense and defense.
Well, you know, that is key. And the fact of the matter is we didn't have a single turnover last night. We didn't throw an interception or fumble it. We did fumble a kickoff return that they got back. But from an offensive standpoint, we didn't turn the ball over. And I think they had 3 turnovers. And anytime you can get some extra possessions or some bonus possessions in a game like that, I think that plays to your advantage. And it definitely worked in our favor last night.
Well, I just think that, you know, as you get in those ball games where – both teams are slopping around and it's wet and you just keep finding, if you don't have any turnovers, the chances of winning go up greatly. And so as you get ready to get those things done, do you guys ever do like wet ball drills or anything like that at practice?
David, before you answer that, I was going to fish to say something. David, before, let me ask you this. We used to do that, Mark. David Cutcliffe would bring out a 10-gallon bucket and he would put the footballs in there, and we did that every Wednesday. Do y'all do anything like that, David? That's a great question, Mark.
Well, we do a lot of morning practices, so the grass is usually wet a lot, so we kind of get a little daily wet ball effect. And then sometimes when you know you're going to get bad weather, you know, you walk around with the water bottles and spray the balls down and all that other good stuff. But, you know, we do our turnover circuit with our skill guys every day. There's some kind of, you know, ball security drill daily, and I think that paid off for us last night.
Oh, visiting with Coach David Faulkner, the head football coach for the Yellow Jackets of McGill-Tulane, presented by Will 2. Coach, you're 2-0 in region play. You go back in region, you'll take on Gulf Shores at Gulf Shores Friday night. This is a team that's certainly got, they've got some doggone good players, but just haven't put it together yet. What's your expectation for the game against Gulf Shores?
I think it'll be another. They're extremely well coached, and their kids play the game the right way, and we try to pride ourselves on doing that as well. So I think it'll be a game that comes down to what it always does, blocking and tackling and ball security, and can you score when you get in the red zone. So whoever does the best job of that will win the game. But they're, you know, the margin for error in this region is so small that, you know, you could be 3-0 or 0-3, and there really not be 10-point difference in that total deal. So they got a good football team. They won a championship last year, so they understand what it takes to win ball games, and we expect it to be a tough game.
You know, you got games coming up down the road. All these games are going to get real dice because that region y'all are in is one of the toughest in the state of Alabama. You got Gulf Shores, and you got Saraland and Davidson, and you get an open week. But tell us a little bit about how you guys, you know, you have a physical game last night, and now you got, you know, going to be another one coming up with Gulf Shores. What do you guys do anything as you go further into the season about maybe not as much contact, or do you feel like if you don't get enough contact, you lose an edge? Kind of what's your thoughts on that, David?
Yeah, that's a thin line, Mark. You're exactly right. What do you do in terms of body maintenance and recuperation to get your guys ready to go back and play another physical game Friday versus not losing your, like you said, your physical edge or your physical toughness by not being physical in practice? And those are things that we kind of take on a week-to-week basis based upon kind of where we feel like we're at physically as a team, and then also based on what we need to do to get ourselves ready to play Friday, and how well did we tackle and how physical did we play in the game the previous Friday. So I think you're constantly monitoring that, and you're just trying to make the best decision you can for your football team based on the information you have. And it's a game of blocking and tackling, and it's a tough physical game. But our region, week in and week out, can take a toll on you too. So you got to be smart on how you do that in practice.
Absolutely. Well, buddy, we won't tell you how, again, congratulations on a big win. I know that was a big win beating Theodore last night, and we look forward to watching your team continue to improve as the season rolls along. Good luck next week against Gulf Shores, Ben. We appreciate you being on with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate y'all having us on, and thank y'all what y'all do for high school football.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Coach David Faulkner right there, the head football coach for the Yellow Jackets of McGill-Tulane, presented by Will 2.
You know, Clay just sent me a text message. The number one overall 2026 football prospect, Jakeem Stewart, to transfer in season.
Oh, Lord.
So this is a kid out of New Orleans St. Augustine High School. He's going to transfer in season right now. And he's going to try to reclassify into this 2025 class. So what that means, he's going to transfer to a school where he can graduate from. Obviously, you know, probably can't graduate from St. Augustine this year, but he can. He's a junior. And so he's going to reclassify, and he's going to transfer to another school either in Louisiana or outside of Louisiana.
It goes right back to what your leadership segment was about today. And, I mean, that is – you got to – it's frustrating, obviously, for that coach and the teammates. Yeah. Probably exciting for a team that he's going to, but the guy that he's going to be replacing, not going to be too excited about it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, this just is another bit of this. It almost has that NIL feel to it.
Yeah.
And how do you have loyalty there? How do you coach a team like that?
Well, you know, you look at it, there's a lot of, you know, all kinds of different. What's happening? Why are they doing that? To me, it sounds like I want to reclassify. I want to get out earlier so I can go make money in college football.
Right.
That's what I want to try. So wherever that is, I want to do that. Now, I don't see how 16, 17-year-old kids think that way.
And they're not. Okay.
You know, okay. So let's get this clear. This is coming from adults.
Right.
You know, that's what I think. Personally, that's where I think that is being led. And guys, listen, NIL is going to make it into the high school ranks in this state sooner or later. And it's going to be the same thing in the high school ranks.
Right,
as well.
Absolutely. It's already in Louisiana.
Yes, it is.
It's already in Georgia.
It's in about 26 states right now.
That's right.
So it's coming.
Wow.
Yeah, it's coming.
We're in season.
You're right. Coach, you're right.
The game, as we know it,
is gone. It's gone.
Wow.
All right, let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Coach Mark Laster has got our Camp Grace segment right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, something that kind of went on this week with me is something I wanted to share this morning. It's been kind of on my heart. How sometimes my own behavior affects other people. My temperament, how I feel, what I think, what's going on, and how that carries over into my daily life. If I get out of sync with myself and how I'm supposed to live my life daily, every single day, then I can get out of kilter. You know, and my wife sitting here, she can tell you, there was a couple of days this week where Mark's ego kind of got in the way about some things that were going on that I was doing at work, and I didn't like this or I didn't like that, and I got aggravated with this and aggravated with that. And next thing I know, I'm all got myself all in a tither, you know, and people immediately knew he's not in a good mood today. You know, he's not in a good mood. And and that's not really like me.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No.
And I remember, you know, we had a lot of things going on, and it's not like, you know, when I go to work every day, I'm overwhelmed with loads of work. But I do have a lot of things to do. And sometimes it seems like they just keep adding up during the day. And rather than say, dang, I get to do this today.
That's right.
You know, I have a job. I get to do this. People are counting on me to get it done.
Yeah.
Instead of taking that servant's heart, I got bent out of shape about, why am I having to do all this? Wrong attitude.
Because
it doesn't have any, you know, at the end of the day, you got to do your job. You got to do what's asked of you to do, and you got to do it. So do it. Just do it and be happy. But be happy they have enough faith in you to get it done. Instead, because as soon as that happens, the ones who see the difference the most are the kids who get around me.
Yeah.
They can pick up on that in a New York minute. I mean, they know it right off the bat. Coach is not happy. You know, I heard one kid say, ooh, coach's not happy today. You know, well, that doesn't need to be a part of their life, you know.
Yeah.
And so I had a long talk with a good friend of our defense coordinator, George Pratt, and I go back a long way. And he called me and said, you got a minute? I said, yeah. And he goes, man, it ain't worth it. You getting all upset about stuff. It's just not that important. Just, you know, roll with it and do what you want to do and let it go. And I got to thinking about it. You know, he's exactly right.
Yeah.
And then as I really started thinking about it, it really wasn't that much. You know, I want everything. You know, I get in this thing about when we have a ball game or something. Everything's got to be done, and by golly, it's got to be done right. It's got to be just right. I mean, I had a teacher that me and you both know real well who, when an event goes on,
yeah.
Coach Sav wanted it right.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm still that way about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I've kind of lost sight of that.
Yeah.
And after this conversation with George and I talked a good long time, and I thought, you know, he is right. What am I doing? And so yesterday, it was just a wonderful day, you know.
Yeah.
I made amends. If I snapped at somebody, I said, man, that's my fault. That's all me. Nothing to do with you. And we go through the ball game last night, and I check on the concession stand after the end of the game. And I said, man, it went fantastic, Coach. It was great. And it's just not a thing. But how does my behavior affect other people?
Yeah.
And for me, I have to be straight with me. If I'm not straight with me, I cannot be effective and be a friend and be the kind of person I need to be to my colleagues, my coworkers, the kids, my wife, my family. I can't.
You're
and
right.
So, you know, it was a good reminder for me that this is not all about Mark Lasseter. This world ain't got nothing to do. It's not like I'm the master of the universe. Now, everybody in Alabama doesn't wake up every day. I wonder what Mark Lesser's doing today. You know, people don't care.
No.
Everybody's got their own life.
That's right.
And whatever I do is just me.
Yeah.
And so, man, I just want to share that because the things that we let get to us and bother us, right, wrong, indifferent, is not important. How we handle that all to me reflects where we are inside of ourselves at that moment.
Well, that's a blessing that you shared that with us because I think we all live there. I really do. I do want to share something, Mark, that hits home every day and even more so when you retire because I can just about do whatever I want to do. And you do lose some of that. You are needed. Everything that you do, there's people that depend on you to do that. And then you go home, and there's people that depend on you, and that's the people that really matter.
Right.
Those kids matter. They matter a whole bunch, but we don't want to take those inequities home with us because coaches tend to do that.
Yeah, we do.
We do that. So I do want to share something. Our good friend, Fred at Janino's, called me yesterday. They've been down for a while because of a fire in an adjoining property. They're open tonight.
Mm.
Today, really, for lunch and dinner tonight. And then they'll open full-time Monday. So we're excited that Janino's is back and running. And, boy, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a pizza lover,
damn,
that's the place you want to go. And they got they really have included in their menu the same thing that Papa's had down on 98,
right,
that closed, and now they've brought it into Janino's. Boy, they've got some great Italian food. And if you get a chance, go to Janino's tonight and have dinner. You'll be glad you did. I can promise you that.
It's always good. There's no doubt. Coach, we got a big show coming up on Southern Fairways.
Sure.
All right. We got Coach Barry Gibson's going to be on with us. He was in a meeting last night, I guess, a reunion, if you will, of some former players. Jeff Bauer was there. Emmanuel, we call him Killer, was there.
Yeah.
We got Mitch McConnell's going to be on. Lynn Scarborough with Lindy's Sports Magazine is going to be on. Bobby Hall's going to be here. We got a lot to get into, so don't miss it.
Boom's just Kitchen.
Go to Fairhope. Go to the Pig in Fairhope.
Go to the Pig in Fairhope.
I've
been by there every day.
You have been.
Hey, guys, remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you.